Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, expect lean hog futures to open moderately higher this morning, supported by technical buying and improving fundamentals. The cattle complex likely to begin the week with mixed prices tied to a combination of short covering and nervous cash product potential. Now, the cash cattle market will begin slowly today as buyers and sellers concentrate exclusively on the distribution of new show lists. We expect the early May offering to be steady to somewhat larger than last week, given the deep discount of new spot June live and the ongoing erosion of carcass value. It may be a puzzling job for feedlot managers to initially price ready cattle, but for what it's worth, our guess is that asking prices will start about 126 to 128 in our part of the country and $200 higher in the north. Now, the hog buyers expected to resume work today with bids steady to a dollar higher. The cash trade definitely trended higher last week. Now, the crop markets are closed. They closed higher for the day on Friday. The week and the month also were higher, with soybeans and wheat shaking off pressure from the larger than expected deliveries. More losses in the dollar may have helped, but with the currency at an 8-month low against a basket of currencies. The wheat markets closed with modest gains on Friday as they did get some support from corn and soybeans and the lower dollar to overcome big first day deliveries. The CBOT reported 1,680 soft red winter wheat deliveries and about 1,000 in the hard red winter. Plains wheat areas will receive more rain through the weekend before drier conditions do arrive. Now, the corn also closed higher for the second day, helped by more export news, the latest being a daily sale of nearly 4 million bushels of the 2015 harvest to Japan. Soybeans closed higher and overcame early pressure from the larger than expected 527 first day deliveries against May. We'll check all the futures after this.
Coming up Friday, May 6th, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction's coming on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Started at 8 a.m., 34,700 head will be offered, including 4,350 yearling steers, 7,850 yearling heifers, 9,950 weaned calves, and 8,750 calves on cows. If you'd like details about any of these cattle, go to our website, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call 800-422-2117.
These are our closes from Friday settlements. Live cattle futures closed about 12 cents higher for June at 114.92. August was up 67, 112.42. May feeder cattle down 15 cents at 140.42. The August was down, it was up 57 cents at 140.37. May hogs up $77.90 at, make that up 57 cents at 77.90. The June was up 92 at 81.70. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 4.25 on Friday, 465 and a quarter. July was up 4 cents at 478 and a half. May wheat was up 2.5 for Chicago, 478. And the July was up 3 cents at 488 and a half. May corn up 3.25 at 390 and a quarter. July was up a half penny at 391 and three quarters. May soy was up 3 cents at 1021. The July was up 2.25, 1029 and three quarters. May cotton up 36, 6412. July was up 7, 6384. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.